Joe Jonas all over the place because of DNC, Dance, whatever you want to call his band. And he's dating this new girl. And he said that he was telling People magazine that his friends are very tough when he brings his new girlfriend around. They're very tough on her. And I thought that was kind of weird. He said the biggest test is bringing her around friends because I have friends who are really tough about new people. We have a really tight circle. You bring them around friends and see if they can handle themselves well. That's usually a good test.
I can kind of see it to... because of obviously who he is, you know, like someone new coming in. Like we was talking about gold diggers before.
Yeah.
Like, what's this person like? But if you do have that very, very tight, close circle and you are bringing in someone new, then do you not want that person to gel with other people in that circle? Because if they don't...
Why can't people just be nice to each other? I've lived in 6 different states in 10 years.
Yep.
I am constantly the new person. I'm constantly having to find new friends. If you get a new job, which is why I've moved different places, you're always the new person.
Oh, yeah.
I will never understand that I went away to college. I didn't know anybody. I was a new person. Mm-hmm. I'll never understand where you don't speak to people or you're rude to people because you don't know who they are.
See, and I guess, I mean, and I wasn't saying it just from a rude perspective, but if you're just, you're very, very tight. Say you got half a dozen people who you hang around with all the time and that's your little clique. Like bringing someone new in, that person could just be someone who doesn't gel with the other people in there, not because it's not the people actually in the circle. It could be that this new person is kind of like, yeah. Not that great.
We're very hard on them and see how they handle themselves. That's terrible. Who wants to deal with that? How overwhelming is it if you're right? If you're dating somebody new and you like, it's already tricky with them because you're like, oh God, can I really be myself? Are they going to like that? Mm-hmm. And then you go and meet you work it out with them and they find you good enough to bring around their friends. They're even taking it because I imagine it's not like, hey, first date, second date, we're going to go to a barbecue at my friend's house. You're going to meet everybody.
Uh-huh.
That's a little much. It's a little fast.
Yeah.
But that if the person who's actually dating them thinks they're good enough and they bring around these clowns and they're all like, who are they? Just they're friends with Joe Jonas. Who wants to be friends with Joe Jonas if he wasn't Joe Jonas?
See, I was kind of lucky because like when I met my wife, she was just a good like drinking party girl, like just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And like all the people that are in that little circle who are, you know, like being DJing in nightclubs and stuff, all very similar. So everyone kind of gelled very, very quickly. So, you know, and she's still friends with some of them now. So
it's just how those are people who are just towny people who've never left, who think they're better than everybody else. And I can't stand it. It infuriates me. I want to know, has your significant other's friends ever hurt your relationship, putting up with them? Or have your friends hurt your relationship by not being accepting of your significant other? And obviously, if there's for real issues, you know, they're robbing your house and they're like, hey, listen, that's not really a good person. But just because they're new and they don't know them,
don't fit in.
Yeah, you can tweet at PetchNamie or 424-1234 to be part of the show.